सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयम् नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्परम्। कथं ज्ञानमवाप्नोति, कथं मुक्तिर्भविष्यति? वैराग्यं च कथं प्राप्तम्? एतद् ब्रूहि मम प्रभो। ज्ञानं भक्तिश्च वैराग्यंश्च मुक्तिः। ज्ञानं मुक्तिश्च वैराग्यश्च कथं भविष्यति इति पृच्छवान् जनकः। तत् दट् वेरि क्वश्चन् रेस्ड् बै जनक अष्टावक्रः गुरुः प्रतिवचनं प्रतिवचनम् उक्तवान्। अप् टु दिस् पायिण्ट् वि सा द रिप्लैस् एण्ड् इन् दिस् चाप्टर् दट् इस् चाप्टर् नम्बर् 12 शिष्यः अपि मोक्तः मुक्तिं प्राप्तवान्। सः स्व अधिष्ठान आत्म अधिष्ठान गुणानि कथितानि। सो वेरि क्वालिटीस् आफ् the nature of abidance, that is what we have seen here, that kayakritya asahaha purvam kritam sarvam, whatever I have done before, kritya kayena kritya saha asahaha, and it is intolerant I am about whatever is done in the past, tadaha vak bistara asahaha, all the speech I found to be useless. Ada chinta asaha, even the speech, even the thoughts are useless. Therefore aham tasmat eva evam eva aham astitah. So we have seen kaya vang mana karyam uttamam bhavati yadi ishvarartena. If you are doing it for the sake of Bhagavan, then it is useful. Other way it is useless. Even that is done for the sake of purity of mind. Then, since I do not have any preeti, preeti abhavena shabdadehe adrishyatpaccha atmanaha. I do not have any preeti about desire about engaging in the sense world, and therefore, even as the Atman is also adrishya vishayatvat, it is of the nature of not perceptible. What is perceived is useless, and Atman is not subject to perception. Then why should I do anything of those things? Indriya agocharatvat, Atman is indriya agochara. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ ఫార్ అస్ టు నో త్రూ సెన్సెస్. యత్ ఇంద్రియ గోచరం తత్ అల్పం. వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈ సీన్ త్రూ ద ఇంద్రియస్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో వేస్ట్. సో దెన్ వై డూ ఐ వేస్ట్ మై టైమ్ ఇన్ దట్? బోత్ వేస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ యూస్లెస్. భిక్షేప ఏకాగ్ర హృదయ అండ్ దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ఓన్లీ క్రియేటింగ్ మోర్ విక్షేప టు మీ. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఏవమేవ అహం ఆస్థిత. ఐ జస్ట్ అబైడ్ మై సెల్ఫ్. ఈవన్ సమాధి, ది స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ టోటల్ అబ్జార్ప్షన్, ఎన్ యాక్టివిటీ ఆఫ్ రిమూవింగ్ ఆల్ ది డిస్ట్రాక్షన్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సమాధి సాధన. అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ దాట్ డిస్ట్రాక్షన్? అధ్యాస, సూపర్ ఇంపోజిషన్. We project an idea about something on something, and rejection of that makes us know what it is really. As Gurudev would say, ghost on the post. So when you have projected the idea of ghost on a post, then all the fears, to remove the fear, what you need to see both post as the post. Right? Seeing post as the post is the only way you can get out of the fear of the ghost. Not by running away, not by closing your eyes, not arguing that it is not there. All sort of other things when you do, it is not going to end. Clearly seeing that it is post. Clearly seeing that it is only a rope, not snake. Similarly, the adhyasa, the superimposition that has been done by us deliberately. What is the deliberate superimposition that we have done ourselves without knowing? Is aham dehaha idi adhyasaha. Aham manaha idi adhyasaha. Aham jeevaha idi adhyasaha. Aham samsari adhyasa. I am somebody who is very sorry, that is adhyasa. Aham పురుషః, అహం స్త్రీ, అహం మనుష్యః, ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ అధ్యాస ఓన్లీ. యాజ్ ఫార్ యాజ్ వేదాంత ఇస్ కన్సర్న్డ్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ అధ్యాస. అనాత్మని ఆత్మభావ, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అధ్యాస. వాట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దేర్ అండ్ యూ ప్రొజెక్ట్ దట్ ఈస్ దేర్, దట్ ఈస్ అధ్యాస. సో సమాధి సమ అధ్యాసాది విక్షిప్తౌ సమాధయే వ్యవహార. All the activities to remain in samadhi is to remove this adhyas. Evam vilokya niyamam. Seeing this very clearly, that adhyasa is born out of wrong understanding. Aham eva asthitaha. Evam eva aham asthitaha. So then continuing he says, heya upadeya virahat. Because I have found that the self which I am is neither can be rejected, ignored, nor it has to be obtained. I can never see myself absent. Have you ever seen yourself absent? You may be absent-minded, but not absent. Are you present? No, I am absent. Nobody can say. Whoever is absent here, raise your hand, please. I can never be absent. See, Vedanta is very simple. Are you ever absent? No, that's all it is. That which is not absent any time, that is what you are. Is it so? It's not very simple. But it is simple, at the same time very complicated. I can never be absent. And what is absent is not me. Heya upadeya virahat. Heya, that which to be ignored. I can never ignore myself. When I ignore myself, it's called ignorance. I can never gain it because it's already there. So kantha paranamyata. It's like it's already there, but I'm not seeing it clearly. So heya upadeya virahat evam harsha vishadayoho abhavat. Similarly, harsha and vishada. Vishada word is very interesting. Vi sadanam vishada. Vishada is a state. Sad is to sit. Sad is to sit. Sad siddhati. That on which you sit is called asana. ఆసీదది ఇది ఆసనం. వి ప్లస్ సద్ బికమ్ విషాద్, విషాద ఈజ్ సారో, డిప్రెస్డ్, డిజెక్షన్. సో ఉపసదనం, యు నో ద ఉపసదనం ఈజ్ టు అప్రోచ్ ది సీట్ ఆఫ్ యర్ టీచర్, ఉపసదనం. సిమిలర్లీ విషాద ఈజ్ అర్జున విషాద యోగ. వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్? హీ గాట్ డిప్రెస్డ్, డిజెక్టెడ్, సారోఫుల్. సో వి కాల్ ఇట్ యాస్ ఫీలింగ్ అన్సీటెడ్, ఎజిటేటెడ్. ఐ కాల్ ఇట్ యాస్ అ డిసీజ్. ఈజ్ ఈజ్ టు బీ విత్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్. డిసీజ్ మీన్స్ నాట్ అట్ ఈజ్, దట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ డిసీజ్. ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ అట్ ఈజ్ విత్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్, ఇట్స్ కాల్డ్ డిసీజ్. సిమిలర్లీ విషాద ఈజ్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు సెటిల్ ఇన్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్, ఇట్స్ కాల్డ్ విషాద. సో హర్ష అండ్ విషాద, ద ఎగ్జైట్మెంట్ ఆర్ జాయ్ ఆర్ సారో ఈజ్ అబౌట్ నాట్ గెట్టింగ్ వాట్ యు వాంట్, దట్ ఈస్ సారో. గెట్టింగ్ వాట్ యు డోంట్ వాంట్, దట్ ఈస్ సారో. బట్ ఐ కెన్ నెవర్ లూజ్ మై సెల్ఫ్, దెన్ వెర్ ఇస్ అ క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ గెట్టింగ్ ఆర్ నాట్ గెటింగ్ ఇట్. గెటింగ్ వాట్ యు వాంట్ ఈజ్ జాయ్, గెటింగ్ రిడ్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ యు డోంట్ వాంట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో జాయ్. ఐ కెనాట్ గెట్ రిడ్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్, నార్ ఐ నీడ్ టు గెట్ ఇట్ బికాస్ ఇట్స్ ఆల్రెడీ దేర్. సో హర్ష విషాద అభావాత్ అద్య మే టుడే ఐ ఆమ్ ఏ బ్రహ్మన్ ఏవమేవ అహం అస్థితః, దిస్ ఐ ఆమ్ అబైడింగ్ ఇన్ మై సెల్ఫ్. వన్ జెన్ మాస్టర్ వాస్ ఆస్క్డ్ దిస్ క్వశ్చన్, బిఫోర్ యూ రియలైజ్ ద హైయెస్ట్ ట్రూత్, వాట్ ఆర్ యూ డూయింగ్ ఎవ్రీ డే? ఇస్ ఇట్ ఐ యూస్ టు గెట్ అప్, have my tea in the morning, go for a walk, come and shower, do my gardening and all other activities of the day, including lunch, dinner, and I eat, I sleep. Oh, after enlightenment, what do you do? I get up in the morning, go for a walk, have tea, come take shower, do my gardening and all other activities, including lunch. What is the difference? Kuch thing. Same thing. So you will find that there is no difference at all. Earlier also you are doing the same thing, later also what is the big difference? What is the big difference? So Zen Master says there is no difference. As far as I am concerned, there is no difference. Earlier I was doing, thinking that I was doing, now I know that the body is doing this. That is a shift of attention. Earlier I know, I thought I was doing, now I know it's being done. I'm just watching it. Really speaking, anybody who watches a man of realization or an ordinary man, they do exactly the same thing. There is no difference. As Gurudev would say, no special horns are grown in the head of a real enlightened person. Otherwise, the disciple constantly touches and anything growing there. Gurudev would say, nothing should grow outside, everything grows inside only. There's no difference in terms of action or what he does and how he does, nothing. But a man of real enlightenment do out of choice, as I told you earlier also. Not out of compulsion. Ashram, anashramam, dhyanam, chitta svikrita varjanam. And ashrama is, as I said, a particular stage of life or not in a particular stage of life. All these are all for what? Jati niti kula gotra dhurakam nama rupa guna dosha varjitam దేశకాల విషయాది వర్తీయత్ బ్రహ్మతత్వమసి భావయాత్మని. సో దాట్ జాతి నీతి కుల గోత్ర, దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ మేకింగ్ అస్ ఫీల్ ఓకే, ఐఎమ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రాహ్మణ క్షత్రియ వైశ్య శూద్ర లహాయిబాన్ లోబాన్, ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ ఫర్ వాట్? ఫర్ ద వన్ విచ్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్. Ashram also, this stage of life, next stage of life, And having finished this stage, I have to move to the next stage. Ashrama, anashramam, dhyanam, and chitta svikrita varjanam, all this control of the mind, etc. Vikalpam mama viksha. These are unnecessarily distractions. Eva meva aham astita. See, this should not be taught at the beginning stages of one's sadhana. Otherwise they say, chalo theek hai, kuch karne karne, I don't want to do anything good. Swamiji, nothing needs to be done? No. So why, then what are we trying to do here? See, we have wound ourselves to a certain extent. We are unwinding it. Once you unwind, what is there to be done? Unwinding is necessary. Without unwinding, don't say that. If you don't unwind, you'll be under tension all the time. It is like, as I give the example, the flight taking off, there is a lot of effort. Once it reaches a certain point, there is no effort. It just floats there. The effort is to become effortless. So the sadhana is meant for clarifying ourselves about the knowledge. Not only that, the natural swabhavika of the habitual things that will pull us down is no more. Then you have no problem with that. There's no fear that I may fall down also. Only those vasanas are there, then I have the fear that it may pull me down any time. If the vasanas are eliminated, then what is the question of you being pulled by here and there or pushed here and there by anything else that is not there? There is external world has lost strength. Then one is free without any kind of pressure from outside world. One can remain in its natural condition, state of natural being. That's called evam eva aham astitah. In this way I abide. Karma anushtanam ajnanat. Yata eva uparamah. Karna, uska bhi ajnan hi karan hai. Nahi karna, usko bhi ajnan hi karan. It's very interesting. At this point, the student is so right. I realize this. Engaging in action is through ajnan. Not engaging in action is also ajnan. Engaging in action, obviously in ajnana. Why? Because I have a desire and to do and get something out of it, there is ajnana is there. Not engaging or withdrawal is also ajnana. Because withdrawal from what? Why are you withdrawing? If you really look at it, I withdraw from that which I am afraid of. I withdraw from that which I am unhappy about. That means happiness or unhappiness. Both are out of ajnana only. If I am happy that I engage, that is also out of ajnana. I am unhappy disengage, that is also out of ajnana only. Isn't that true? See, that spontaneity is so blissful. Do you like this person or not? If somebody asks, doesn't matter. So that's as simple as that. Neither I like nor dislike. Why? It doesn't matter to me. Why should I? Don't bring eggplant, huh? But that's a different thing altogether. So, do you like or not? It doesn't matter. So, I have a desire, therefore I engage. I am afraid, therefore I disengage. If the external world is real, then it will do something to me. If I know that it is not real, how can it do anything to me? Even if you see a 3D movie where the fellow is standing there straight away with the gun and then it shoots you, it comes zzz, వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ పిక్చర్ ఇస్. బ్యూటిఫుల్ కెమెరా. యూ మే సే దాట్ బట్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ బికాస్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ టు యువర్ ఇట్ డజన్ హిట్ యూ. వై ఇట్స్ నాట్ ట్రూ. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ట్రూ దెన్ వై ఆర్ యూ అఫ్రైడ్ ఆఫ్ దాట్? సో గివింగ్ రియాలిటీ టు సంథింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ రియల్ అలోన్ మేక్స్ యూ డూ యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ టు విత్డ్రా. సో అనుష్ఠానం ఉపరమ బోత్ అజ్ఞానమేవ. కర్మానుష్ఠానం కర్మానుష్ఠామ జ్ఞానాత్ యథా ఏవ ఉపరమ తథా బుద్ధ్వా హ్యావింగ్ అండర్స్టుడ్ దట్ జ్ఞాత్వా సమ్యక్ ఇదం బుద్ధ్వా వెరీ క్లియర్లీ నోయింగ్ దిస్ తత్వం జ్ఞాత్వా ద రియాలిటీ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ హ్యావింగ్ నోన్ ఏవమేవ అహమాస్తికః ఐఎమ్ జస్ట్ ఏ మై మై సెల్ఫ్ స్పాంటేనియస్ ఎఫర్ట్లెస్ జాయ్ఫుల్ అబైడెన్స్ ఇన్ ద సెల్ఫ్. సో ఐ డోంట్ థింక్ ఎనీ అదర్ టెక్స్ట్ హ్యాస్ కమ్ దిస్ ఫార్ టు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దిస్. ఉపనిషద్ ఆల్సో డజన్ టాక్ అబౌట్ ఇట్ దట్ ఈజీలీ. దిస్ ఈస్ వన్ టెక్స్ట్ దట్స్ వై గురుదేవ్ సెడ్ అష్టావక్ర గీత ఈజ్ నాట్ ఫార్ గ్రూప్ డిస్కషన్. నెవర్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫార్ అస్ టు స్టడీ అండ్ రిఫ్లెక్ట్ అవర్ సెల్వ్స్ బికాస్ దిస్ కెనాట్ బి డిస్కస్. వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ టు డిస్కస్? ఆల్ డిస్కషన్ ఈస్ ఇంటెలెక్చువల్. An intellect wants to know right and wrong, good and bad. Is it not? Here there is no good and bad. Both are two sides of the same coin. If A is, one side is true, other side is natural, necessarily true. If good is true, then bad is also true. If day is true, then night is also true. If light is true, then darkness is also true. And if you want to clarify what is light and what is darkness, ask sun. Mr. Sun, yes. What is light and what is darkness? I don't know. Because in my presence there is nothing called darkness. Is there a darkness for the sun? Mr. Sun, what is darkness? I have no idea. Because wherever I go, there is only light. What can you ask, Mr. Sun? Who is not, you may say, darkness is caused by the sun, is it? Does he create this darkness? No. So you create light? No, I am. I am, that's all. I am not creating any darkness or light. I am, that's my natural condition. Sun doesn't cause the light. Sun is light. That is all it is. It's, oh, you create light. Divna, divakaraha, dinakaraha, bhaskaraha. You may call any name you want, but I am not. Main kuch karta nahi. Mera swabhav hi aisa hai. If you take sugar and put it in a milk, it will become sweet. If you put it in the water, that will become sweet. If you put it in anywhere, it will be sweet. Oh, so sugar causes sweetness. No, sugar is sweetness. It's not causing. Anything that comes in contact with that becomes that. Is it not? It is that object that coming in contact with that acquires the quality of it, while sugar itself is not causing it. That's it. The power is going through every place in this building. You connect it, then you get activated. It cannot say current has done this light. No, current is. You connect, you get the light. If you disconnect, you don't get the light. What is it to do? It's not doing anything. It's in natural condition. Similarly, to go back to our own nature is the most difficult thing. Why? Because we are always looking from a standpoint of karma and karana and karya. So in the next verse is beautiful. He says, విల్ రీడ్ దట్. అచింత్యం చింత్యమానోపి చింతారూపం భజత్యసౌ త్యక్త్వా తద్భావనం తస్మాత్ ఏవమేవాహమాస్థితః అచింత్యం చింత్యమానోపి చింతారూపం భజత్యసౌ త్యక్త్వా తద్భావనం తస్మాత్ ఏవమేవాహమాస్థితః. చింత్యమానః అపి అచింత్యం. అసౌ చింత్యా చింతారూపం భజతి. యు నో, వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్. ఈవెన్ దో ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్థింకబుల్, ది పీపుల్ కీప్ థింకింగ్ అబౌట్ ఇట్. అచింత్యమాన అచింత్యం చింత్యమాన అపి, ఈవెన్ యాజ్ దే ఆర్ థింకింగ్ అబౌట్ ఇట్, ఇట్ ఇస్ దే థింక్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అచీవబుల్ త్రూ చింత. చింత హియర్ మీన్స్ నాట్ worry, it is to be taken as thought. Thinking on the unthinkable one, one resorts to only thinking. This is a very dangerous statement. Swamiji, what do we do in contemplation? Think about Brahman. Really, if a student is very smart, about what? Brahman. How? How will you think? How will you think about it? సో ద ఓన్లీ మెథడ్ ఉపనిషత్ చేసి నైతి 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 నేతి నేతి ఇది రూపేణ. ప్రాతర్భజామి మనసా వచసా అగమ్యం వాచో విభాంతి నిఖిలా యదనుగ్రహేణ ఎం నేతి నేతి వచనే నిగమా అవోచు తం దేవదేవం అజం అచ్యుతం ఆహురగ్రయం. అట్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద డే ప్రాతర్భజామి ఐ వర్షిప్ మనసా వజసాం అగమ్యం. వజసా మనసా అగమ్యం, ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి నోన్ ఆర్ రీచ్డ్ బై మనసావా వజసావా, బై స్పీచ్ అండ్ మైండ్ ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి. బట్ వాచః విభాంతి అఖిల యద్ అనుగ్రహేణ, యద్ అనుగ్రహేణ డ్యూ టు హూస్ గ్రేస్ అలోన్ వాచా విమంతి, ద వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ ఏబుల్ టు బి అటర్డ్. అండ్ వాట్ డు ది ఉపనిషత్స్ అండ్ ఆగమస్ నిగమసే న ఇతి న ఇతి నేతి నేతి ఎం నేతి నేతి వచనై నిగమా అవోచు. So only way you can think about it is what it is not. ए नहीं है, वो नहीं है, वो नहीं है, नहीं है. क्या बचा है? वो ये. Whatever is the remaining after you negate everything. What is left behind is this. What is space? Show me. Show me space everywhere. Only chairs are there, people are there. No, remove chairs and people, then that what it is is. Oh, but carpet is there. No, carpet you remove. The floor is there. No, floor you remove. Walls are there, wall you remove. Doors are there, door you remove. Ceiling is there, ceiling. What is there? Space. So I need to remove all that is occupying space. When I remove that, then I see, oh, okay, now I understand. What? Space. Now put all of them back. Space is gone. Everything can be in space only. Sarva, sarva, sarvatra, sarvasya, avakasham datadi iti akasha. For everything that which gives space is space. So to see space, I may have to remove everything only to know, even in their presence, it is still there. Right? In the same way, what it is not is being brought out here. Kalatitaha, panchakoshatitaha, trigunatitaha, atitaha, atitaha, beyond, when it is said, it is not annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha, anandamaya kosha abhina. Na stula sukshma karana sharirani. That is also not there. So not this. So one may say, if you remove everything, I will come to nothingness. Yes, you are true. But who is watching? That is what you are. When you remove everything, I am seeing, and that I, you seeing, that is what it is. So, achintyam chintyamanopi chintarupam bachatyasau. Even though it is of the nature of not thinkable. It's interesting, that is why the Kena Upanishad teacher says, na tatra chakshur gacchati, na vagacchati, na manaha, na vidmaha, na vijanimaha, yatetad anushishyat. It is not reachable by eyes, speech, mind, even intellect. Therefore, very clearly, we don't know how to teach you. The teacher confesses, I don't know what how to teach you. How will I teach you? Because if it can be objectified, I tell you this is it. But even intellectual concept, it is not. If it is not an emotion or a feeling, it is not an object to perceive, it is not a concept, then how will I teach you? Like good and bad are concepts. Good and bad are not thoughts. Good and bad are not feelings. It is not an emotion, right? Good is not an emotion. Bad is not another emotion. It is a concept, idea of good and bad. It's a notion. This is good and this is not good. It's a notion. That is, notion is a subtle most the intellect can go into. Even that it is not. Then how will I teach you? Idi susrama purvesham yatetat vyaja chakshire. This is how we were taught, and that is what I can tell you. The student says, I understood. You never. If you think you know it, you don't know about it. You don't intellectualize it. The moment you intellectualize this, you are lost. Achintyam. Chintyamanaha api chintarupena bhavati vajati asau. Therefore, tad bhavanam tektva, chintanam tektva. So, removing the thought, therefore, is where tasmat evameva aham astitaha. Sochna bhi chunai chai. So, if you say, what do you do in contemplation? Think. About what? About nothing. I cannot think about nothing. But to come to a point where whatever I come to think is a distraction. And Gurudev would say, thought is a disturbance of consciousness. Disturbance in consciousness. Thought is a disturbed consciousness. Gurudev used to give the example as, wave is a disturbed ocean. Is it not true? Wave is water only. Large quantity of water is called wave, ocean. But what is wave? What is wave? What are waves? Disturbance in water. One who knows that ocean disturbed is a wave, he is called Guru Wave. Who are you? Guru Wave. Oh, no, what do you mean by Guru Wave? I know all waves are disturbance in ocean water. సో హియర్ ది అచింత్యం చింత్యమానోపి చింతారూపేణ భజత్యసౌ దేర్ఫోర్ త్యక్త్వా తద్భావనం చింతనం అండ్ తస్మాదేవమేవ అహం ఆస్థితః. సి ఐ వాస్ థింకింగ్ అబౌట్ దాట్. సి ప్రజ్ఞానం బ్రహ్మ వెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్, ప్రజ్ఞానం న వృత్తి. Awareness is not a thought. I am aware when you say it is not a thought process. If it is a thought process, you say I know. So knowing, we have to distinguish between knowing and being aware. But we use the word aware in the form of I know only. Do you know what happened? Oh, I am aware of it. That word aware when you use, it is actually knowing, is it not? Are you aware of what is happening? Yes, I am aware. I'm aware means I know only. It is in the form of an intellectual action or function. But awareness that I am is not a particular set of thought. See, I see a flower means I, the flower, there are two things here. But I am is, what are the two things? See, when you say I am hungry, that there are two things again. I am and hunger. Or I am unhappy. I am and unhappiness. I see flower. I, then the flower. I'm feeling bad. I, feeling bad. But I am, what is the object here? When there is no object, that is called awareness. Only when the object comes, it becomes a vritti. Vritti means thought. That's why Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi says, vrittayastu aham vrittim ashritah. Vrittayaha manaha, vidya aham manaha. All thoughts are circling around aham. That aham, I am happy, I am unhappy, I see flower, I see the space, I feel hungry. All I, without the I, no thought will arise. And any thought needs an object. It can be external, internal, whatever it is. It can be a feeling, it can be an emotion, it can be an object, it can be a memory, whatever it is. But it is aham vrittim ashritaha. Ashritaha, it is supported by I. So, vrittayaha aham. Vrittayaha manaha. So, mind is nothing but these thoughts. And from the mind, object is removed. What will remain there? So that is difficult. As Gurudev called it as objectless awareness. He puts an adjective there for the sake of us to know it is a thought where object is removed. It fails to be an object, the thought. What will you reach there? So when he say na iti nadi, it is not table, not chair, not like that. Not object. That is what it is. Neti neti iti bhavena. It is not. It's not the flower, it's not the tree, it is not the bird, it's not that is not what he's talking about. It is not a thought. There is no object in that thought. So prajnanam na vrittihi. Interestingly, ajnanabhavi na vrittihi. Think about it. Ajnan bhi vritti nahi hai. So what you don't know, can it be a thought? Okay, list out the things you don't know. You may write, okay, I don't know this language, I don't know that. Do whatever you write there, you know that you don't know. Correct. But what are the things you don't know that you don't know? Can you write it down? I don't know. You write it down. How can I write? Because then the object is removed. It cannot be a thought. Now, we are trying to remove ajnanam with the vritti. That's where the problem is. The ignorance is also not a thought, and we are attempting to remove that with the thought. You'll fail. See, if I don't know about a thing, knowing about a thing will remove it. Correct? If I don't know what it is, and you tell me what it is, now I know. So when I know about what it is, then I don't know about what it is, it's removed. Clear? But ajnan is not a vritti. To counter with another vritti. That's why Atmabodhai says that swayam nashye jnanam jalam kataka renovat. So jnana ka nash vaha ho jata. In that awareness, both jnanam and ajnanam both disappear at once, same, simultaneously. Jnan bhi nahi hona chahiye. You cannot have jnana also there. Aap kaun hai? Jnani or ajnani? Main hu. So even jnan has no relevance there. Jnan as a vritti. What I mean by that is, jnana vritti also will disappear. It has to. So, because ajnanam in the form of vritti is counteracted by jnanam as a vritti. It is like when there is darkness, you bring light. Darkness goes away. Now, that's also questionable. Where does it go? It doesn't go anywhere. Utake just got out and went to the other room. Hai nahi? Where did it go? Where can the darkness go? It cannot go anywhere. So when you bring light, we say darkness is gone when the light is brought. All right. But when you show the light to the sun, what goes away? What happens to this light? It is useless. Na tatra suryo bhati, na chandra tarakam, na ima vidyuto bhanti kudoyam agni. This light which I showed to the bright light of Brahman, of what use? Does it have any use? It will merge into that light. Jyot se jyot jalavo, song of Sunday. We sing all these things, but what does it mean? What does it mean? We don't think, we just sing and song and then aarti karke khaake jaye bas. What does it mean? Jyoti shamabhi tajyodihi tamasa paramuchyate. That's what Krishna puts it there. That jyoti is beyond darkness. It cannot just remove darkness. Darkness has no meaning there. Jyotishamabhitajyohi tamasa paramuchyate. It is beyond the darkness. It is not just removing the darkness. That is what okay, lamp ka, that is work with the lamp. Jyoti is a little lamp can remove the darkness. This jyoti is not something just removing darkness. It makes all other jyotis useless. Broad daylight, take a lamp and go. I want to see where the sun is. Do you see sun? Flashlight, sun kahan hai? This flashlight has any use when the sun is up there? Can you show the sun with that flashlight? So, therefore, achintyam chintyamanah api chintarupena bhajati asau. Even though it is not thinkable, achintyam chintyamanah api, even as one attempts to think about it through any thought, but it is not of any use. it is irrelevant. It is not possible to think. But presently, we are attempting to think about only for the sake of getting rid of all other thoughts. Ramana Maharshi says, japa is done only to get rid of all other thoughts. Do you think because you did japa, Bhagavan will appear? Ram, 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 Ram. Bhagavan will appear, why are you calling me? So, it is correct for what it means is, he is already there, because of all other thoughts I am not able to see him. By chanting Ram, the other thoughts have gone, avirbhavati saha. You will become revealed. So, the japa is only to remove all other thoughts. So when other thoughts are removed, what is already there, as I said, objects are removed, space is seen. When kama is removed, Ram will be there, seen, sitting there. It's not that he has to come somewhere, from somewhere. He's already there. But what is covered in our mind is kama. When the kama is removed, Ram will be there. Antaryamin. He's a general dweller, it is. How can he disappear? Where can he go? And Gurudev would say, you know, I was listening to this Ajaya Namaha when he says, God dead. Dead God. I don't need to worry about God, dead God. If Krishna is born, if you think he will die, definitely he will die. He's unborn, therefore it is no question of death. So, if he is not there, then you have to bring him in. If he's always there, what is the question of bringing him in then? So, tad bhavanam tektva. So, this thinking about it has to stop. But we will not be able to stop, because the moment we stop thinking about it, other things will come. So, our problem is other things have not yet gone. Therefore, when I stop thinking, then everything will gush in. Get into that place. So, therefore, I need to think about it. But once one has become so viracta, the other thoughts are not there, then there's no question need to think about it. So, that's it. Sarvam karmakilam partha jnane parisamapyate. All actions come to an end in knowledge. So, karma also performed at three levels. So, karma falatyaga chitta shuddhyartham. Then, karma tyaga, sorry, kartrutva tyaga to know as Ishvara arpitam, because Ishvara eva karta na aham. To achieve that. Karma sannyasa or karma tyaga takes place for jnana prapti. For obtainment of correct knowledge, to know that neither there is a karma nor there is a kartru. So that is the reason why the earlier verse says karma anushtanam ajnanam. So this way, the eighth last verse in this chapter says, this way whoever has got the highest spontaneous, effortless, nirayasa sthiti, nirayasa sthiti, no effort. That stage whoever has gained is the most blessed. It says here, evameva kritam yena sakritartho bhavedasau evameva svabhavo yaha sakritartho bhavedasau yena evam eva kritam yena by whom evam eva in this way kritam kritam means sadhanam kritam in this way one who has done his sadhana saha bhaved asau kritartha he becomes so fulfilled in life and yena evam Svabhava. It becomes his svabhava. Thereafter it becomes effort. What is svabhava? Where you don't put any more effort towards it. It becomes so natural. Evameva svabhavoha yaha sahakridartha bhavetasa. One who puts effort to reach there is blessed. One who has naturally of this disposition, indeed, is a kritartha. Kritartha means self-fulfilled. So that is why it is said there is the two kinds of sannyasa is there. One is called the sannyasa gained for the sake of study. Sannyasa gained because one has already reached there. So vidvat sannyasa, vividisha sannyasa. Vidvat sannyasa means one who has already gained that state and is naturally renunciate. Like Ramana Maharshi did not take sannyasa from anybody. No need. Why? Who's sick? Gadabadananda. Oh, why do you need any name? For somebody to call me as Ananda Saraswati, and what is the point? Ramakrishna Paramahamsa did not take any sannyas. To whom? From for what? Even Taponji Maharaj also did not take really sannyas. It's a swasannyas only, but it is for the sake of tradition. Whereas Gurudev was initiated into sannyas, right? For the sake of study and renunciation. It's called vividisha, vetumicha vividisha. To know, to realize, therefore taken the path of renunciation. Most all of us are given vividisha sannyas. Due to that initiation into sannyas, you will be exclusively engaging in that, for that purpose. It's like white coat ceremony. When you're given white coat, you're not really a doctor, but you are going to be the doctor in that way. Similarly, the sannyasa is given for the sake of realization. Mokshartha. So he who has, that's why I say, one who is doing this and gaining this is a kritartha. One who is swabhavikena, by naturally he is like that, then he is also kritartha. So this abidance in oneself, which is most beautiful, is the section of 12th chapter we saw. Now anybody and everybody would ask that if one is abiding in oneself, as it is said, prajahadi yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. Bhagavan Shankara Krishna says in the beginning of this Siddha Prajna Lakshana, there he says, one who has given up all desires born out of the mind. Now, one who has given up all the desires born of the mind, a desire meant for happiness only, by giving up desire will become unhappy. Obviously, that question will arise. If he has given up all the desires, meaning he has given up all the pursuit for happiness, what will happen to him? Will he be happy? Atmanevatmana tushta. He is so content and happy with himself. So the result of this abidance is not misery. Mute. It is not that he will become like a rock. On the other hand, he will become the most blissful. Most joyful. Because that happiness is not something driven by an external situation. Unnecessarily he will be happy. Gurudev would say unnecessarily happy. No, because you do not, you can't ask him a question. Why are you happy? What's your problem? I am happy. Why? Why? What do you mean by why? That is what I am. Why are you? Because somebody is smiling at you. Why? Why are you smiling at me? Will you ask the same question to a child which is giggling? Wait, come here. Baby, baby, come here. Why are you giggling? Gee, it will go away. Unmattavat balavat. He will giggle and go away. Why? Because there is no need, because that's what I am. So this happiness is not born of something. It is no need for a source. So this abidance in the self is a natural, spontaneous, and happiness that is one's own nature. Bliss absolute, as Gurudev puts it here. So, ratyacharpata virajita kantaha, punya punya vivarjita pantaha, yogi yoga niyojita chittaha, ramate balon mattavadeva bhajagovindam. Ratyacharpata virajita kantaha. Such a beautiful thing. Nobody has written such a rap song ever in the world. So, if only one knows Sanskrit rap songs, it will be Ratya Charpata Virajata Kanchaka Punya Punya Vibarjita Panta. Just see, taka taka ta 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 ta. Music is so easy. Ratya Charpata Virajata Kanta. He just will wear the clothes that are here, thrown here and there. Punya punya vibarjita pantaha. Kantaha pantaha. See that that way the way he uses. Kanta means a torn clothes. Pantaha means path. He walks the path which is neither punya nor apunya. Punya papa is doesn't mean, have any meaning to him. Punya apunya vibarjita pantaha. Yogi yoga niyodicha jittaha. Chittaha. Mattaha. Chittaha means one whose mind is yogi, yoga niyojita, always engaging in association with that Brahman, that mind. Bala, ramate balon un mattavateva. He enjoys like a child or a madman. A crazy fellow. So many of them look like crazy only. Because we so-called highly educated intellectuals requires reason to be everything. If somebody is happy, we need to know why. And we think by asking why, we'll become wise. But a man of such highest blissful state does not need any reason to be happy. He's just happy. So here Janaka is continuing to say what that blissful state is. Akinchana bhavam swastam kaupinatvepi durlabham tyagadane vihayasmat ahamaseyata sukam akinchana bhavam swastyam kaupinatvepi durlabham tyagadane vihayasmat ahamaseyata sukam. Earlier he says evam eva aham ase, right? Earlier 8 verses he said this way I always remain. Here he continues, I remain joyfully. Aham ase yathasukam. Yathasukam is a very beautiful word. Yathasukam is satya sukam, swarupa sukam, atma sukam. Yatha means as is. Yathavat, as it is. Yathasukam. True happiness. Which is not, because of that. Yathasukam. So, what is that? Because he has this particular portion, Gurudev writes in his commentary, he says, it is explaining the nature of the self as ajata, unborn, ajata. So, in Mandukya Karika, the text which is considered as a PhD in Vedanta, that says, the world that we experience, and the experiencer. This transaction between the experiencer and the experienced world, if the transaction is true, then there is a world that is created and the individual who is born. Now, let me ask this question. Was there world before you were born? You have to say yes. Because the boy asked, Grandpa, Grandpa, yes. Why didn't you invite me for your marriage? What is the answer? And you have done one very grave mistake also, Grandpa, yes. Even you didn't invite my daddy, mummy also. You are not born. But if even I was not born, but my grandfather was there, the world was there before. So world given reality, I am subject to birth and death. See that connection. World given reality, world is true, then it was true before also. Even before I was born. And it will be true even after I die. Physically. But if you realize that world is mithya, in that mithya world are you born? The world itself is mithya. How are you born then? If world is satyam, then you have a jananam. If the world is mithya, who has the janana? Who has the birth? Happy birthday to you. That is true. The world is true. Nowadays, half a birthday also. Because people cannot wait for a whole year. 6 months, half birthday. Monthly birthday also will come slowly. They cannot wait too long. 6 months is too much. Every month, particular day, my birthday. Why? Monthly birthday. Thank God, they will not come to weekly birthday. I was born on a Monday. Every Monday is a birthday. So, the birth is true of a jiva if the world has satyatva. Otherwise, not. So here he says, akinchana bhavam, such a beautiful word. Akinchana bhavam, born of nothing, but nothing is also born out of it. Neither it is a karanam nor it is a karya. Na kaschit karyamasti, na kaschit karanamasti. It neither has a birth nor it has given birth. Why? Ajat. It's unborn. Unborn means what? Now you see, Gurudev would say, anything that you say has born, you are trying to understand with the scale of time. So, 1922, born. 1921, it is not born. So, what makes the 1922 born as born? Is only with respect to that time. The time is the scale on which you are considering a thing is born or not born. But time itself is a relative entity. How can you use a relative entity to understand the absolute? This is where the mind gets a little confused or abstracted. Just imagine, if the world is, the earth is rotating at a particular speed, and therefore we have day, night, week, month, year, etc. Imagine a condition where it stops, just for the sake of argument. It just stops one day. Bas ho gaya bhai. How many years I have been, how many eons I have been rotating, I'm tired of this, and just stop. Kya hua? Kya hoga? Tell me. What will happen when the earth stops? There will be chaos, all right. Now, how will you calculate time then? On what basis? There is no night, there is no day. Day, what one side? Night, another side. What will you do? Will there be days? Will there be weeks? Will there be months? Will there be years? Bilambi, avilambi, helambi, all those things will go away then. There is nothing called. Just all these names that we give, everything stops. Then, how old are you? What do you mean by that? How old is calculated in terms of days and years and months and all those things? No, nothing like that. So, as far as the time is concerned, there is no possibility of calculating. So, when were you born? Sometime. Time. When will you die? At some time. Time again. So, with taken time as a factor which is relatively real, the birth is also relatively real. So, really speaking, that reality which I and you are is akinchana bhavam. Bhavam jatam. Akinchana jatam. It is not born out of anything. Definitely the body is. There is no doubt about this. Body is born out of matter. No doubt about that. And body will perish in matter also. That is also no doubt about this. If I am not here, I will be somewhere. Right? So if I am not in the classroom or in this lecture hall, I am somewhere. I may be in my room or somewhere else. But I am. So if I am not in this body, I am in some other form. This is the concept people cannot understand who have thought that even jiva or the soul is subject to birth and subject to death. But soul is not subject to birth and death. That is a premise. If you understand that soul has no birth and death, ajata, then only immortality is possible. Then only mukti is possible. Otherwise it's only a fad, a mere imagination. Cannot be. Then shastra become vyartham. That's useless to talk about this. Why should we talk even about that when it is not true? So freedom or moksha is possible only when we understand the soul is birthless, deathless. If you say soul is subject to birth, then immortality is not there. And immortality is not there. Moksha is not there. Moksha is not there. What are we talking about? So, therefore, akinchana bhavam, and what is this nature? Swastyam, swarupasthitam. Always in its own nature. In its own original state, all the time. Swastyam. In this realization, kaumi natve api durlabam. Even those who have externally renounced everything, even for them it is difficult to comprehend. Durlabam dukkhena gamyam dukkhena labhyate. Difficult to understand or obtain this. That requires, that's why Upanishad says, sukshmaya sukshma rupena. It needs a lot of subtlety of the intellect. Sukshmaya sukshma darshibihi. It can be known only by those people who think subtly, very deeply. Philosophy is deep thinking, not the peripheral thinking, not temporary, temporal, transactional thinking. It's a deep thinking. What is the very source of it? As much as the science also goes to the source of everything to find out what it is, what is its nature, so will be, as Gurudev would say, the inner scientists have gone so deep into it to find out what it is. Swastyam, meaning swarupe sthitam atma, atmanam, that very self has no birth. Nakinchana bhavam, akinchana bhavam. So, therefore, in that condition of unborn condition, of one being always there, what is the need for tyaga and adhana? Sannyasa and swikarana. सन्यासस्वीकरणे विहाय त्याग आदाने विहाय गेनिंग आर सॉरी रिनाउंसिंग एंड अक्वायरिंग लीविंग एंड टेकिंग हैज नो मीनिंग. I leave the body. Can you leave if it is you? No. Then when you leave, when you say, that which is not you only you are leaving? Yes. Is there necessary to leave? giving up is only when you own it up. I told you this before also. If I don't own it up, what is the need to give up? Ah, Swamiji, very good. I thought of taking sannyas. You told me that not to do that. It's not something which you need to take it up or give it up. If you own it up, give it up. If you don't it, no, if you never owned it. So the owning and the disowning is only at the level of the mind. If you have taken it, then give it. That's what Buddha also said. Oh, that person shouted at me and then he gave gali to me and then he... I'm very agitated. Did you take it? Yes, then go and give it back. I didn't take it. I don't want to give it up. Tyaga upadani vihaya asmat, due to this, asmat means due to this, asmat karanat, due to this, aham ase, I am remaining sukha, yatha sukham. Kuch lena bhi nahi, kuch dena bhi nahi. Kyun? I am not even born, what is the question of taking and leaving, for what? Such a joyful experience, huh? I have not taken, sir, what is the question of giving it up? That's why Bhagavan says, Ajo nitya shashvat oyam puranah na hanyade hanyamane shari. Ajaha nitya shashvataha purana. Ajaha unborn. Nityaha eternal. Shashvataha always. Puranaha, pura apinava, always there. Ajatavada, this is called. So only when one comes to comprehend that, that is, yata na jayate kinchit jayamanam samantata. Na kinchit jayate jivaha sambhavoha asya na vidyate etat uttamam satyam yatra kinchit na jayate. Quoting from the Advaita Prakarana of Karikra, Karika Gurudev writes this, na kinchit jayate, it's not born at all, jivaha, sambhavaha asya na vidyate, it is never subject to manifestation any time, edat uttamam satyam, this is the absolute truth, yatra kinchit na jayate, from where nothing has come. Difficult to comprehend, no doubt, because we are operating at the level of relativity where everybody and anything is talked in terms of was there, was not there, is there, is not there, will be there, will not be there. Especially share market. going up, going up, going down. It's like a mountain going up and down, as it goes up, goes depressed. Then you take, keep taking pills for that. So now he says, kutra biketa kayasya jihva kutra bikityate mana kutra bityaktva purusharte stitasukam kutrabi ketakayasya jikva kutrabi kityate mana kutrabi tatyaktva purusharte stitasukam. Kutrabi kayasya ketaha kutrabi. Kutra means somewhere, we don't know where. Yatra means where, tatra means there, kutra means where. कहीं भी होगा। खेद है, खेद मीन्स डिसोल्यूशन, डिस्ट्रक्शन, वेरीनेस। सो द वेरीनेस ऑफ द बॉडी कैन बी एनीवेयर वेर एवर इट कैन बी। जिह्वा कुत्रापि किद्यते, द सेंस ऑर्गन कॉल्ड द टंग ऑल्सो समवेयर, विच इज टू से ऑल द थिंग्स दैट आर सब्जेक्ट टू बर्थ कैन हैव इट्स ओन डिसोल्यूशन समवेयर सम टाइम, वी डोंट नो। मन है कुत्रापि, माइंड ऑल्सो सम टाइम, एंड विच वी नो अंगम गलिदम पलितम मुंडम दशन विहीनम जातम तुंडम वृद्धो यादि गृहीत्वा दंडम ततपि न मुंजति आशा पिंडम। बॉडी मे बी वेयरिंग आउट, टूथ भी नहीं है, खाने के लिए बहुत शौक है, ईटिंग बॉडी इज फेलिंग कॉन्स्टेंटली, आई कांट इवन ईट, बट ईटिंग द डिजायर टू ईट, दैट यू कैन नॉट स्टॉप। सो बॉडी विल डेफिनेटली इज गोइंग टू पेरिश, सेंस ऑर्गन्स विल, माइंड विल, बट इफ वन हैज पुरुषार्थ of the highest moksharthi bhavet, then it doesn't matter. Purusharthah sthitah sukham, because I know that my highest purusharthah is moksha. This is nothing but, you know, this will happen. I know that it will happen. Kitte, pajami kitte kya hoga? Kitte means kaap hai. You know, I was told a joke, you know, somebody is telling me. There was a movie in which one actor would say, "Mere paas dhan hai, daulat hai, you know, car is there, well, wealth is there. Aapke paas kya hai?" So other person would say, "Mata, Mata ji, mere paas hai, right? Mata." So Banta and Santa, they were talking. Santa and Banta, right? सो बंटा से मेरे पास दौलत है, धन है, कार है, है ना, पीपल आर देयर, दैट इज देयर, दिस इज देयर। सो बंटा सेज दैट, सांटा ऑल्सो सेज आई ऑल्सो हैव वेल्थ एंड कार एंड मनी एंड पीपल। देन बंटा, माता कुत्ते, माता कुत्ते, माता कितने, राइट? द ओरिजिनल डायलॉग इज I have wealth, this is it, I have mother. In this fellow, both of them have this. Where is mother then? Kaan gaye wo? Anyway, kitte, that is a kheta. That's why I was thinking about that. Khityate means nasham gacchati ityartha. So, body will wear out sometime or somewhere. Jihwa, jihwa here means which is respect to all the karmendriya. ज्ञानेन्द्रियाणिचं समवेयर दे विल पेरिश, एंड अंधकरणानि आल्सो, मन बुद्धि अहंकार चित्त दे आल्सो। सो दिस आर ऑल सब्जेक्ट टू डेफिनेटली पेरिशिंग एट सम टाइम, बट माय इंटेंशन इज नॉट दिस टू बी विद देम, माय इंटेंशन इज मोक्ष। सो ओनली अ मोक्षार्थी कैन रियली बी ए सुखी, कस्य सुखम न करोति विराह। What joy a Vairagi would not get. What joy? Because he knows this is not subject to, is not for, see, it's one person was traveling in a plane, in a desert. Very thirsty he was. He found a hut there. So he went there. So there was a person. And he looked around. Do you have water? There was on the ground, there was a pot. He just indicated it. He was so thirsty, he drank the water. And he looked around in the house. There is nothing. Not even a cot. Not even a chair. Nothing. So he said, "Do you live here?" "Yes." "Oh, you don't have anything?" He said, Forget about what I am. What about you? No, I am traveling. I also. So when I am traveling, why do I need any of those? I am on a different travel and you are on a different travel. Just like when you travel, you do. Nowadays don't tell me, they travel also, people carry so much. Except the house, they carry everything under the sun. Mobile home. Some people, if you open their suitcase, except even the dog will come out of it. Everything will be there. They want their own pillow cover also. Can you believe that? Because without that smell, they can't sleep. They need that oil-stained, terrible smell they need. Because that's what makes them really go to sleep. So they put any beautiful, bed and other thing you give, then they put their sheet there. Everything under the sun. So they travel when you need minimum so that your travel is good. Similarly, here he says everything that is there will go away. Mokshartha, then he doesn't need any of those. So here we see the example that here Gurudev quotes here. It is from Yoga Vasishta. Kurangali padangoba minas tvekaika shohataha sarveir yuktair anarthaistu vyaptasyajnyakutasukam. This example is given by Shankaracharya and Vivek Chudamani. Kuranga means deer. Kurangaha is kurangaha. It has dots on its body, colorful dots. Not colorful, but many dots. It's called kurangaha. It's called kuranga. Kuranga is a deer. Ali. Ali is a bee. Patanga is a firefly. Iba is an elephant. Kurangali padanga padangeba meena. Meena is a fish. Meenaha, meenaha, plural. So, kurangali padangeba meenaha tu eka ekashaha, associated with even one, hataha. They die. Attached to one sense organ, they die. Right? Sarvaihi yuktaihi. He, the one who has associated with all of them, anarthastu, subject to destruction, definitely. Vyaptasya, one who is enveloped or associated with all of them, ajnaha, ignorant. Kutasukam. How can such a person be ever happy? Really. Saddadibi pancha virepa pancha. Panchatvama pusugunena baddaha. Kuranga matanga patanga meena. Bringanara pancha viranjitakim. That's how Shankaracharya puts the same idea in a different way. Kuranga, dear. Matanga, he makes it a little more, as he said, it's more poetic, and he brings in that, I'm sure he's a musician, there's no doubt about that. Shaptadibi pancha pireva pancha panchatvam apap sukunena battaha kuranga matanga patanga meena bringanara pancha viranjitakim. Kuranga matanga patanga, this firefly. Bringa, meenaha, mean that is fish. Bringa means the bee. Naraha panchabhiha anchitaha. One who is associated with all the five, even one associate, shabdadabhi panchabhireva pancha, panchatma mabhu. Panchatma means death. Even one association will bring death to the animals. Associated with all the five, are bhai, you are, so death is every corner. So here, one is that the Kuranga means that the deer is associated with sound. Ali, the bee is associated with smell, grana. Then Patanga is associated with drishti, light. Iba, the elephant, is associated with sparsha, touch. Meena is associated with tongue, taste, sparsha, that is swadu or rasa. All the five of them, because of their own attachment to that particular taste or particular, they die. The death of them is due to their attachment. Kya kare? Sarvai yuktai. One who is always associated with all the five of them and more. What can you talk about? Definitely not. So when you go to a restaurant also, more than the food, how they have made the food look, that is very important. Isn't it? You know, they put that plate and then put something else on the top of it. We feel like eating. Why? Its appearance is good. But you don't take the plates. You're not a dog. First of all, the smell of it, you look at it. You just look at it. Wow. And then you take it. That is what I wanted. So any food also, you need to look good first. Appearance, the way they are. Then the softness, if it is rice or any other thing, how soft it is. Then taste, the smell. Shabda sparsha. I mean, then if it is papadam, shabda is also important. It is not properly making sound. Gurudev used to say, you know, when they serve everything, I want papadam. Why? Because that one is missing. The sound aspect has to come. Or he would say, when you eat, that is the sound which shows that you're really enjoying the food. If people are not making sound, it's not there. What kind of food you eat? Doesn't even belch me. So, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. Everything has to be there. So, we finished up to second. So, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And we will enter into 14 and see. 20 chapters are there in this. And the 18th chapter has got 100 verses. So, that is why the book is big. This half of the book is done. But not half of this text. Half of the text, the main text is 18th chapter, which has 100 verses. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Badrani Pashyantu, Makaschid Dukkha Bhad Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.